Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast. All disease is attracted, not caught. We'll give you the absolute master key to not only achieving the health you desire, but the happiness you ultimately desire. Because happiness and health go hand in hand. And the only reason you want to be healthy in the first place is because it feels good to be healthy. And every single thing in your life, whether that's a disease or health, or whether that is abundance or a lack of abundance, it doesn't matter what it is. You created and attracted it based on your emotional vibration. And nothing that is not a vibrational match to your vibration can assert itself upon you, including diseases like the coronavirus, because they don't vibrationally match. It's like trying to put a square peg inside a round hole. It's impossible unless you've got a really big hammer. And everything in life is exactly the same as this analogy. If you're vibrating happy, then unhappy stuff can't stick its square peg in your happy round hole. Disease can't stick its square peg into your happy, healthy, joyful, abundant round hole. They are not a vibrational match. So be prepared for quantum empowerment as I show you how to vibrate happy and healthy so that all you attract is more happiness and more healthiness. You are in direct control over your happiness and therefore your health. And no disease can assert itself upon you as if it is conspiring against you. Especially when the entire universe is conspiring for you to ensure your happiness, well-being, and abundance. That is, if that is the emotional frequency that you are vibrating. So as you listen to this, really feel the power that you have to create whatever you want, including amazing health. Really feel the unlimited power that you have to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life, including health and well-being and fun and freedom and abundance, etc. But not just for you and your friends and your family, but for the entire earth. And know that this coronavirus is ultimately birthing upon this earth a much greater level of self-empowerment than has ever existed in all history upon this earth. This is not an apocalypse. This is a planetary transformation that will create more goodness and more joy and more health and more longevity and more abundance and more fun and more happiness and more freedom, etc., etc., etc. So enjoy the ride. Enjoy your powerful part in this amazing transformational adventure. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love in my videos and audios and articles and books. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. Please share this with your friends. If you get something from this, please bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my amazing array of goodies at zakaran.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. All disease is attracted, not caught. It is impossible to, quote, catch the coronavirus. You can only attract it. Everything is vibration, and everyone has a vibration, and that vibration changes depending on your thinking, beliefs, and perceptions. And every single thing that exists in every single person's life is there because they attracted it based on their vibration. Nothing happens by chance. There are no unsolved mysteries as to why this or that person has this disease or that disease or that condition, because it is always quite simple. They attracted it based on their vibration, especially how they feel, which is the key to vibration and attraction, and of course how they've been thinking. coronavirus and cancer and heart disease and lung diseases and arthritis, etc., etc., doesn't matter what the disease is, all have a vibration and are attracted and created. And none of them are imposed upon you as if you are a victim and these diseases are somehow evil perpetrators conspiring to get you. They are instead all attracted to you based upon how you feel. And it shouldn't be too hard to guess what most people feel who develop diseases. They are feelings that are all very low. They're on the low end of the vibrational spectrum. Because on the high end of the vibrational spectrum, the emotional spectrum, is joy and happiness and ecstasy and appreciation and bliss, etc. This is the good feeling end of the emotional vibrational spectrum. And at the on this end of the spectrum is where people with healthy bodies reside. And the low end of the emotional vibrational spectrum are all the bad feeling emotions. Emotions that just basically feel bad when you, from the thoughts that you are thinking, that feel bad when you're thinking. Bad thinking thoughts, bad feeling thoughts. So all the bad feeling emotions such as depression, helplessness, powerlessness, victim, I feel like a victim, anger, frustration, regret, judgment, prejudice, fear, shame, and guilt, etc. All of these are on the bad feeling low end of the emotional vibrational spectrum. And also on this low end of the spectrum lie all the countless diseases that humans create and attract into their lives because of these low end emotions. And no diseases can assert themselves upon you. It's just impossible. That is universal law. You can only attract a disease to you by spending too much time on the low end of the emotional vibrational spectrum, from stinking thinking thoughts and bad feeling emotions. The key always is, how do you feel? Whatever your physical ailment is, how do you feel now because of it? And how have you been feeling that attracted it to yourself? I can guarantee that what you feel now and what you have been feeling is on the bad feeling low end of the emotional vibrational spectrum. You can guarantee what most people are feeling on planet Earth who have attracted the coronavirus. You can guarantee that it is on the low end of the spectrum. You can guarantee that what people are feeling is helpless and powerless and unworthy and sinful and not good enough and victim and shame and guilt and depression, etc., etc., etc. Bad feeling thoughts that create bad feeling emotions. And that is why humanity has created, yes, they created it, and attracted it, yes, they attracted it, regardless of who may be conspiratorially created it. Everyone has attracted and created this disease because most people believe that they are helpless, powerless, sinful victims who, you know, deserve to be punished for the grand list of alleged misdeeds and sins that they supposedly have done, and a whole countless other degree of emotional stuff. And psychological stuff. And you can see what people are feeling based on their actions as they sling arrows of blame and judgment and condemn and judge politicians for not acting properly and protecting them, and judging possible ethnics who allegedly might have created it or spread it, etc. The entire act of social distancing is shutting everything down, and masks and gloves and stopping travel and all of social gathering, etc., is all completely fear-based, disempowered, helpless acts of sheer desperation. Stuff you do when you feel like a helpless, powerless victim. It is an obvious admission that, quote, I feel helpless and powerless and I'm a victim. And I could be victimized at any time. not just by a disease, but I could be victimized by someone just getting too close to me. And it's all complete and utter bullshit, because it is only your fear that will put you in the wrong place at the wrong time to allegedly catch this disease or catch whatever disease someone allegedly has. It is only your disempowered, helpless, unworthy, I'm not good enough, judgmental, depressed, lonely, shameful, guilty, regret, etc. type feelings, bad feeling emotions and thoughts that can attract something like the alleged coronavirus or cold or cancer or malaria or beriberi or the influenza or streptococci, inflammation, etc. So where do we go from here, my friends? How can you empower yourself to not only not attract the coronavirus, but also to not attract any diseases whatsoever? The key is to always ask yourself, what do I want? I am very clear about what I don't want. I don't want to feel unhealthy and helpless and powerless and unworthy and not good enough. I don't want to feel lonely and depressed. I don't want to feel like a victim, and I don't want to feel shame and guilt and regret, etc., etc., because they all feel bad. Okay, so I'm clear about what I don't like and don't want. Now, what do I want? I want to feel healthy and empowered and confident and clear. I want to feel worthy. I want to feel my priceless self-worth. I want to feel like I am more than good enough. In fact, I want to feel my priceless greatness, my awesome power. I want to feel happy and joyful and like I'm on top of the world. I want to know that I'm liked and loved. I want to feel creative and I want to create amazing things. I want to feel generous and have lots of abundance and money and wealth so that I can be generous. I want to make a difference and be significant. I want to feel proud of myself and what I've created in my life. I want to know that I'm a good person and I'm an absolutely wonderful person. I want to feel free and joyful every single moment of every single day. So in your own kind of journey, exercises and writing and journaling, go on and on and on and on and rampage about the delicious joys of what you want and revel in those joyful, good feeling desires. Build so much momentum of joy in your life that you could have sex with a person who has the coronavirus and they've got AIDS and chlamydia and cancer and the flu and the staphus slipus on a banananitis, and you won't get any of those diseases because you're not vibrating on the low end bad feeling emotions that person is vibrating at to have created and attracted those diseases in their body in the first place. And to put it even more accurately, based on vibration, when you're vibrating primarily on the high end of the emotional vibratory scale, you attract other people that are also vibrating on the high end of the scale. And even if it were actually possible that you could catch a disease from someone breathing on you or touching you, the people that you would attract on the high end of the scale are all completely healthy and don't even have this alleged disease, so there's nothing to catch except the love virus, which is the most contagious virus ever known to man. And the love virus kills all other viruses, like a fast draw gunslinger with a Colt 45 six gun. The truth is, no disease can exist or be attracted, more accurately, in a happy, hot, vibratory, joyful, fun, good feeling environment. And that is the environment you create within your body when you are happy. When you're happy, your immune system is like the Hulk, and diseases are just puny little annoyances like mosquitoes and gnats. When you're happy, your cells are happy, and they produce whatever your body needs for your optimal health. But when you're unhappy and fearful and feel like a helpless, powerless victim, your cells have no choice but to vibrate in a similar manner. And so they get victimized, quote-unquote, by diseases, and your immune system goes on proverbial lockdown. So, get happy. That's it. That's the absolute key to your health and your prosperity and having healthy, happy relationships. And it is the key to achieving sex, success, and sex, etc., etc. Just get happy and let your happiness inspire you to optimal action so that you're always in the right place doing the right things with the right people. And your life is a non-stop, joyful, abundant, happy, healthy, loving, exciting, and delicious adventure. All disease is unnecessary and completely optional. And you can live a life that is happy and healthy and happy and healthy and happy and healthy and happy and healthy. And then when you've milked as much happiness and healthiness as you can out of life, you can just leap. No need to age and decay and develop diseases and so that you can slip out of this mortal coil. Just happy, healthy, exciting, fun, joy, happy, fun, free, fun, joy, healthy, fit, yay, adventure, yay, great sex, yay, great relationships, yay, fun travel, yay, non-stop fun and adventure, yay, bliss, ecstasy, yay, fun, 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 and more fun, and then you're gone. So, empowered creator of health, abundance, fun, joy, ecstasy, and love, get busy having fun and being happy. That is your only purpose in life. Everything else you have been taught is complete poppycock, complete balderdash. It is absolute male bovine excrement. You're not here to prove your worth or prove anything to anyone. You're just here for the fun of creation. So have fun creating your desires into physical reality. Be the awesome master of creation you are and lead by example so that others realize they are also awesome masters of creation. Embrace your power to create anything you desire to create and show others that they too have this awesome power within them to create whatever they want in their lives. Be the eagle you are and soar above the insanity and pay no attention to what the other chickens are doing, because what other people are creating and attracting is none of your business and not a part of your reality. So mind your own beeswax and just have fun. That's an order. Thanks for watching my video or listening to this podcast. And if you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Comment about it. Tell me how much you love it. Bless your friends with these awesome teachings. And come check out my self-empowering articles, books, videos, podcasts, and goodies at zakiron.com to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you lost your job, you're struggling financially, let's help you get online. Let's help you do something while you are at home that will help you achieve the financial freedom that you desire, help you achieve financial security, helping other people achieve financial security, and start building something that when the travel industry relaunches, and it's going to go off like crazy because everybody's going to have cabin fever and everybody's going to want to get out there in the world and experience the freedom that is missing and experience that beautiful freedom that everyone deserves and desires, go to ilovefreedom.info. Let's show you how to get started. Let me just show you a quick video. Let's get you on the road to freedom, eh? Let's get you having more fun and freedom and adventure in your life. Go to ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and health. on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!